From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of November 14th, 2016. This week, we explore how virtual reality technology is being applied to research into tornadoes. We start with an audio creation that's being used in public presentations of that technology. Have a listen for about 30 seconds. You've been listening to part of Tornado, a creation by Dr. Itso Bukvich of Virginia Tech's School of Performing Arts. Using a recording of the April 3, 1974 tornado in Gwin, Alabama, Dr. Bukvich created, as he stated it, an artistic rendering of a tornado. The resulting audio has been used to accompany visualizations of tornado data in Virginia Tech's high technology theater known as The Cube. For an introduction to The Cube and its use in severe weather research, have a listen for about 2 minutes to part of a Cube tour on October 27, 2016. The speakers are tour leader Zach Doerr of Virginia Tech's Institute for Creativity, Arts, and Technology, and tour participant Catherine Prosib, a meteorologist and producer with the Weather Channel in Atlanta.
We're in a room called The Cube. In this room, we have put a whole bunch of technology to do research and artistic work as well. So we have 148 channels of sound in here. We also have 24 motion capture cameras. The motion capture cameras use infrared light to see things. And so these little balls, these little markers, are highly reflective in the infrared spectrum. And so the cameras track these. And if you put these onto a virtual reality headset, and then when you put this on, it knows where you are and where you're looking, so you can just walk through a space naturally and see it in VR. So right now, we are in the middle of a tornado. Our perspective is in the middle of a tornado. This is the tornado in Goshen, Wyoming, from I believe it was 2003. With this tornado, they have amazing data. So they were able to get Doppler radars on trucks, and they put them at 90 degrees to an ongoing storm. This isn't a simulation. This is real data. We're using these little particles to represent wind, the little dots, blue and green and red, and they're just moving through the tornado like they would. Their purpose for this is to have more theories about tornado genesis.
For research applications, why is this important? We've never modeled wind flow like this before. And when you see it at such a fine scale, you can see terrain interactions, you know, how did the terrain impact the strength of the storm or the development. Temperature is important, wind speed is important, and this gives us a way to actually see both of those variables in a space that we've never seen. Zach mentioned the El Reno tornado. That was a storm where several storm chasers were unfortunately killed. And what will make that research important in this space is, you know, we can stand where those meteorologists were caught and see why were they caught there. Why was the storm behaving like that? You know, how did they get caught off guard? And so that type of research is potentially life-saving for the future.
Thanks to Itso Bukvich, Zach Doerr, and Catherine Prosib for permission to use this week's sounds and voices. And we close with a few more seconds of Tornado. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom,
and good water.